Major League Baseball players and owners salvaged their season today. Just hours before a scheduled strike deadline, the two sides agreed to a new 4-year labor contract that's expected to be ratified within the week. It's the first time since 1972 that players and owners reached a labor agreement without a work stoppage. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There's a credit card commercial running on TV in which viewers are invited to vote for what they think are baseball's most memorable moments. Maybe Lou Gehrig's farewell speech, Carlton Fisk's unforgettable home run in the 1975 World Series, or Henry Aaron's home run that broke Babe Ruth's all-time record. Two exhausted-looking men in rumpled business suits holding a news conference certainly doesn't stir the soul like Gehrig, Fisk, or Aaron, but Players Union head Donald Fehr and Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig standing side by side proclaiming labor peace without a strike or a lockout. Certainly that's memorable and historic. Bud Selig.
I think there are a lot of people who never believed they'd live long enough to see these two parties come together, make a very meaningful deal, and do it without one game of work stoppage. This was a day that many people never believed would happen.
And why should they? 8 times since 1972, players and owners have negotiated a new labor contract. Each time, there's been a player's strike or owner's lockout. This process appeared headed in the same direction. With a strike deadline of approximately 1 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon, the two sides worked feverishly from Wednesday on, going all through last night. In a dramatic scene this morning, members of the Boston Red Sox were holed up at Boston's Fenway Park, not certain if they should get on waiting buses to make the trip to the airport to fly to Cleveland for their next game. But negotiators seemed determined to avoid that 9th work stoppage. As one analyst said, it was almost as if they could smell the fumes from those idling buses in Boston. At 1 p.m. Eastern time, instead of announcing a strike, Selig announced a deal.
Disagreement will make significant contributions to restoring competitive balance.
Selig has been railing against the lack of balance, where it's just the Yankees and a few other rich teams who can afford the best players and win in the playoffs. The new contract attempts to change the system of haves and have-nots by greatly increasing the amount of revenue sharing. Over the life of the 4-year contract, about $1 billion will be transferred from the rich to the poor teams. Also, a toughened-up luxury tax will be levied on the teams with the biggest payrolls as a way to discourage astronomical spending. Other significant parts of the new contract include a first-ever steroid testing plan for players, and there was a decision to table the contentious issue of contraction, meaning baseball won't be eliminating teams at least through 2006. Both Selig and Fehr say they're glad the agreement turns the focus back to baseball. For many fans, the last couple of anxious weeks almost felt like a strike, and fan anger often bubbled over as Friday approached. Don Fehr thinks today's announcement will start the healing.
The fact of a settlement ought to repair, and not only repair, but enhance the game. And that's maybe perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this.
Players have been blasted for considering a strike with their $2.4 million average salaries. At today's news conference, Atlanta outfielder B.J. Surhoff sounded as if he were well aware of fan hostility.
One thing people don't really realize is players are fans, too. You know, they wanted to get this thing done. We wanted to try and work out a resolution, and we stayed at it hard, and they stayed at it hard. And, you know, ultimately we got the deal done, and now we're going to move forward and put the focus back on going into September and hopefully a great postseason again.
As baseball tries to regain its equilibrium, there are lingering questions. Will the cash-poor teams actually use the increased revenue sharing to better themselves? Will steroid testing be tough or simply a lot of talk? The answers will come in time. For now, back to the pennant races, home run barrages, and memorable moments on the field. Tom Goldman, NPR News.